Hello, welcome everybody to another episode of the Minnesota Swim and Vibecast. We are pleased to be joined today by head men's and women's coach Killian Griffin of McAllister. Welcome, Killian.
Thanks, Mark. Good to be here. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So tell everyone here that may be not familiar with you a little bit about your swimming and coaching background. I know it's mostly rooted in the upper Midwest, correct?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we could start from the very beginning. I started taking swim lessons at Wabash College in Crawfordsville, Indiana. So when I was a kid, I learned to swim from college swimmers. My dad worked in higher education my whole life. So we bounced around a little bit, but grew up in the Midwest, swam high school in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, swam at a high school called Washington High School, long tradition of success there, 25 plus state championships and a lot of tradition in that program. And that would be, you know, I swam from a young age, but that was where the team feel really sunk in. Sure. Swam in college, went to Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin, small private liberal arts college in Wisconsin. Loved it, loved my swimming experience. Had no idea what I wanted to do when I graduated. Like a typical liberal arts kid. And I coached on the side, went to Beloit College for a year as an assistant coach, went back to Lawrence for a couple years as an assistant coach and a residence hall director. And it was then that I realized I really wanted to do this. Really loved coaching college kids and using swimming as kind of a tool to watch them grow and learn about themselves. So I went to the University of Washington for grad school, got my master's there. Spent 2 years coaching at Pacific University out in Forest Grove, Oregon, near Portland, and then was lucky enough to get a job at Illinois Tech in Chicago, which is a Division III engineering school. Very different vibe from McAllister, but a place where I learned a lot about what it means to be a head coach and what it takes to grow a program. And was lucky enough to have an opportunity to get the McAllister job in 2018. So going into year 7 already, which feels
like time
wild.
Has flown by.
It really has.
What was attractive about the McAllister job when that opening became available? What really drew you to this coaching position at this college?
Yeah, I mean, I always wanted to get back to the small liberal arts college feel. I loved my time at IIT. It was a great institution. Great program. We had some success and a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed what I was doing there. Had a lot of connections in the Chicago area, but the opportunity to be at a top 25 in the nation academic institution and in the liberal arts setting in a great urban environment that's not Chicago, but it's certainly close, was super attractive to me. And you know, I think the recipe for success is here. And the ingredients for success are here. And so for me selfishly in my career, the opportunity to build a program that I think could be really something special was apparent from the day I even considered looking at McAllister as an option. And it's been that case since I got here.
100% agree that the ingredients are definitely there. Just for my visibility to the program, you're 6-7 years in, we said, now going on year 7. What's your long-term vision for the program? I'm sure you've made progress on whatever that is, but let's start with what that is. When you first came aboard, what did you want to build?
Yeah. I mean, we want to be the best at what we do. McAllister strives for excellence in everything else that we're doing on campus and the experience here. The goal is for us to be the best at what we do. And, you know, obviously that means that we would love to win some things. That certainly matters. And we do care about that. But we just want to be really good at the thing we know we can be good. And so, you know, at the end of the day, that does mean we want to be one of the top Division III programs in the nation. We've got a long way to go. And if you look at the top Division III programs in the nation, McAllister looks pretty similar in a lot of ways.
It does, 100%.
I mean, academically rigorous, national reputations, great resources, on and off campus experiences. Yep. Like, that's who we are. So, you know, step one is obviously to win the MIAC. And I think we're close, and I think we're closer than we maybe think we are. And step two is then to establish a presence year in, year out, and always be competitive for a MIAC championship. And then step three is to start to have a regular presence at the NCAAs in March. So
100%.
Again, a lot has to happen. But I think we think and know that we can get there. And
you're absolutely trending in that direction, I think. And we'll get a little bit into that. In your first couple of years, what were some of the biggest challenges you had to even starting that vision? I don't want to say McAllister was not a great program, but from my experience with the MIAC, they were kind of bottom half most of the time, right? A lot of really nice kids, smart kids, and they rocked orange really well. But in the pool, they're kind of middle of the pack and down.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges that you had to face to get over that?
Yeah. I mean, one, I think we had to recognize that and be okay with that and think about what we wanted to do to move forward. And obviously, transition's hard. Change is hard. And this team has always and had always had that, as you notice, the energy and the bright orange and the camaraderie on the pool deck, like very clearly love each other. My goal and my task was how can we keep that and maintain that and also care about the competitive success side of things. One of the biggest kind of shifts has been this idea of it's not an extracurricular activity, it's a co-curricular activity, right? So like you're learning while you're in the pool. I think there was this kind of separation of academic life and athletic life at McAllister that through the past 5 years with the leadership of our athletic director, Donnie Brooks, and in general, just kind of the trend within our student body, there's this awareness that like, no, you can actually be good at both. We can work hard in the pool and in the classroom and be really good at both. And it actually, they kind of add to each other. They don't take away from the other experiences. So that was the first thing we had to really tackle. And we've gotten there. And selling that message and making sure that everyone that we talk to in the recruiting process is aware that like you're going to be challenged academically and you're going to be challenged in the pool. And you have to want that. And if you want that, then this is a good fit for you. Because you're certainly going to be asked to do things you haven't done before.
That's really cool.
So it works.
And very observant too. I mean, it seems simple when you say it like that, but that's a really hard cultural shift to overcome, right? To not say we're not going to deprioritize education. We're just going to bring our athletics up on par with that. And that's okay because it's not going to hurt anybody, especially if that's what you want to do. It actually feels really, really good. So that's awesome.
I mean, again, it's the, and every student who comes to McAllister has always come to McAllister wants to be the best version of themselves and wants to learn and is intrinsically curious. Like they are just, that's who they are. We just had to find those people that also like swimming a lot. right?
True. Why not? Yeah, I get it.
And we're starting to find those folks. And it's exciting to get them on board with what we're doing.
That's awesome. What have been some of your biggest accomplishments in your first 6 years for the program?
Yeah. I mean, we can start with kind of where we left off there, which is, I mean, academically, we're still an incredibly great program, right? We've got some really strong swimmers, really strong divers, and every single person that's here chose MAC for the academic experience. And so, we have the Scholar All-America Awards from the CSCA, which we're proud of. We've been in the top 10 for team GPA in the nation in D3 in the past, and hope to stay there as often as possible. And so, that's something that, again, was here before I got here, but is certainly something that we're proud of, especially as we've started to find some competitive success too.
Yeah, and definitely, and I'll speak from my experience at my access here, you guys were deeply penetrated the final heats of a lot of things, both on the men's and women's side. And that alone, it was fun to see, right?
Yeah, I mean, we, my first year, and obviously the conference has changed. St. Thomas does certainly shift the makeup of the finals and what it looks like. But my, the speed of the meet has not changed much, but the makeup of it has, right? And, my first year, we were lucky to get somebody in the top 16 if we had one in each session, like one. And now to get three, four, five folks back in almost every event. It's pretty fun.
That's so huge,
It's pretty fun. So that's a huge accomplishment. And, our women's team finishing third for 2 years in a row, highest program finish, to be able to match that 2 years in a row, and to be, in the fight for first this year, through the entirety of the meet, The men's team, as you noted, I mean, we had a men's champion for the first time since 2017 this year. So
That's awesome.
that was fun. Congrats to Charles and all he accomplished in the breaststroke events this year. And yeah, so those things, great. And Skye qualifying for nationals last year, just missing this year. She was rookie of the year that year. She was co-swimmer of the year this year. Our coaching staff has been recognized as coach and coaching staff of the year the last 2 years. Like a lot of good things in the last couple of years on the like accolade side of things. And I think, the passion and the energy and the love that you can see in the team is really the biggest success, right? So like great to win those awards, great to break all those school records, great to do all those cool things. But at the center of it all, they still are having a really good time. And that's really, again, at the end of the day, that's what we want it to be about.
Yeah, absolutely. And it feels like you're at that point in program building, which is my favorite point, where up to a certain point, you're asking people to have a lot of faith in what you're saying because someday you'll get to this result, right? But now you're to the point where I think everyone involved is close enough where they can see that result and it's right in front of them and you can almost taste it a little bit. That's pretty exciting stuff, right? Brings a little extra mojo to practice every day and to the meets and like that. Like you're at that right cusp where you're like, I told you so.
And I mean, I think, yeah, the I told you so feeling, and also there's like the actual like, oh, like all the things that you've been saying we can do, like we're doing. And it's, especially for this class of now rising seniors. So that first class out of the pandemic era, right? They really had to put a lot of faith in this, right? Because coming out of the pandemic, no one knew what anything was going to look like. And for us to go from sixth place on the women's side to third place, and for the men's team to again improve the way they have, it's starting to take shape, and it feels good to see
I love
the
it.
shape really being the shape that we thought it was going to be.
That's really cool. What are some of the key principles of your coaching philosophy? I think we've touched a little bit about the same effort in school and athletics and enjoying what you do. Is there anything else that you'd throw in there as kind of the standard Killian foundation of coaching?
I mean, yeah, obviously you can pick up on it based on just how I talk about the way that we do things. So I mean, one, and this is stolen, right? It's very Yogi Berra-esque. I think it is attributed to Dave Houck from St. Olaf. But from like
I
a
know the man well.
but if you want to swim fast, you got to swim fast.
I'm fast.
And it sounds silly, but from a training side of things and a coaching side of things, a philosophy on the training side, like we like to swim fast. And that means that we got to swim fast in practice, and it means that we need to swim fast throughout the season. And so I think something that's unique about McAllister, and we're starting to kind of find as a trademark of who we are as a swimming program in particular, is that like we swim kind of fast year round. We swim faster at the end of the season. But we, in October, November, we look pretty good. It's fun to swim fast in October and November. So I think that's something that we've really kind of taken to be something that we really enjoy as a part of our identity. Other things though, the three kind of things that are actually important to me, number one is you're curious. Right, be curious, ask questions, don't just do what you're told. Right, think about why we're swimming the way we're swimming, think about what works and doesn't work, ask yourself those questions, don't just do the set because it's written on the board,
Amen.
and do the set because it's written on the board, of course, right? But don't just go through the motions. Number two is believe in yourself, right? I think one of the things that we really care about over the course of your 4 year experience at McAllister is that you start to develop confidence in the decisions you're making, and trust in yourself to make mistakes and learn from them, and to take actions and to speak and to lead and to train the way that you want to train, the way that is going to help you reach your goals. We all have our own individual swimming background, and we know what goes on inside our own brain, when it's just us and we're swimming and it's just us in the water. And that's a hard time sometimes, right? And figuring out how to answer to yourself. And know yourself and be comfortable with those good training days and those bad training days, and learn from them, right? Like that's what this is about. And then the final
Yeah,
piece, right,
100%.
is, and we've talked about this a lot already, is joy and fun, right? Like this should be fun. I don't want you to come to McAllister just to reach goals and not have fun with the process. Like, we're going to have fun. We're not going to take it too seriously. We'll take it seriously when we have to. But like, this should be a good time. You should look around at your teammates and your coaches and be like, cool, I'm really glad I did this for the last 4 years. Yeah. So curious, believe in yourself, have fun, and swim fast.
Awesome principles, and it's easy to see why you're building what you're building when you look at it that way. It's thoughtful, but I think right on the point and in alignment with today's athletes, student athletes. Yeah. They want all those things. They don't just want the goals. That's really cool. What do you do when you're not coaching?
Yeah.
Sleep?
Yeah, ideally. I have an almost 2-year-old, so I'm just now getting to the point where he does fully sleep and I actually get to sleep. But, you know, obviously, so my wife Maggie, my son Ozzy, and our dog Bodhi, the priority is spending time with family when I'm not on the pool deck. And now that the weather is turning, spending time outside. We're going to the St. Paul Saints game this evening, which should be fun. Get outside, see some baseball. It's springtime.
Heck yeah.
And then I'm a big music fan. So if we can get to concerts, that's the other thing that I certainly like to do.
You're in a good area for it. There's plenty of places around St. Paul you can catch music.
Absolutely. And again, excited about the spring and the summer when there's a bunch of, you know, free music in the parks and things like that. So looking forward to that. And then obviously in the winter we're busy, but when I can, I ski.
A little bit.
So getting outside still in the winter if I can and get hit the slopes is the goal.
Good mix of family, fun, and work.
That's right.
And good balance. That's a good thing. Last thing, people that watch this thing and go, wow, I never really thought about swimming at McAllister or diving at McAllister. We don't want to leave out our diver brethren and sisters. But how do they get engaged with the program and get to learn a little bit more about it? What do you recommend for that?
Yeah, communicate, right? And you'll hear me say that from day one, right? Like, let us know. So we've got a recruiting questionnaire. It's on our website. It's in our Instagram bio, right? Click, fill that out. That's going to get in our coach's inbox right away. So that's the best way to get in touch with us. Following up with an email helps a lot, right? We do see a lot of questionnaires, and that personal touch of like, hey, here's why I'm actually interested, is helpful because it starts our conversation. And then that way, when we hop on the phone for the first time, we kind of have a little bit of a starting point of like why McAllister is even remotely of interest to you.
That's great.
And that's about building the relationship from there. So, you know, we text, we email, we call, we hop on Zooms, but reach out, and follow us on social media and all that jazz. But
yeah, definitely. And I will say that the Scots have their social game pretty good. I love following you guys on Instagram. One, it's informative. I can see who's doing what, what's going on in the season, but you can also see the fun that you guys have that comes through in a lot of the stuff that you've done. I know there was a takeover series or something recently that I really enjoyed. You can see that it's not just your school running it. It's your kids are running it too, right? Your team runs their Instagram. It's not just a marketing piece, and that's pretty authentic. And I like that a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot. I'm not that old. And they still tease me about like when I make them all gather for pictures for social media. We have to get their help with a lot of it, and they have to be engaged with it because otherwise, I don't know all the lingo and all the hashtags to use and what.
Yeah, I am that old.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get near them. I don't want to get shamed. Yeah. Ageism, kids. Look at me. I have my own headphones.
That's right.
Did it myself, and I plugged them in. Awesome,
yeah,
Killian. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. Thank you so much for taking the time today. It was great to hear about your program. A blast to watch them at MIAX, and I'm looking forward to see what you guys do next year.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.